I'm Anna Sale in for John Hockenberry. A powerful storm system of tornadoes, heavy winds, and rain tore through states across the Midwest on Sunday, leaving at least 8 people dead. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn declared a state of disaster in several counties, and hundreds of thousands are still without power. Rescue workers are now assessing the full damage of the storm, which destroyed hundreds of homes and businesses. Joining us from Peoria Public Radio is Alex Rusciano. He's here to give us an update on the recovery efforts underway. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
So it's been about a day and a half since the storms hit. What do we know about the scale of the damage?
You know, there was at least one extremely powerful, likely an F4, an EF4 tornado that tore through Washington, Illinois. And estimates right now from officials are that anywhere from 250 to 400 homes were heavily damaged. And this tornado in the town of Washington tore up entire blocks, entire subdivisions were completely gone. I was walking around the streets yesterday of Washington, and it was very hard to tell what street you were on because there was so much debris, and there were just entire blocks, entire subdivisions were flattened.
Tell us about the town of Washington. What's it like? How many people live there, and what were you hearing from people while you were there?
Sure. I actually got in. The tornadoes and storms hit Sunday morning, and I was able to get in the town before law enforcement closed down large parts of the town, most of the town. And Washington is a town. It's about 10 to 15 miles northeast of Peoria in central Illinois. There's about 15,000 people who live there. And when I got into town, there were just hundreds of residents picking through the rubble of what remained of their homes. There were traffic was backed up for miles. There were people either trying to hitch rides so they can try and get into their subdivisions. And many residents, when I got there, were just in a state of shock. They were just trying to, I think, process as best as they could what happened in just a matter of moments.
And has the recovery started? What's the first step?
That's a great question. As you mentioned, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn was in town yesterday, and really now begins the long process of recovery for the residents on a personal level. But state officials right now are in the process, probably from now until the end of the week, starting to do damage assessments. That's going to help the residents with insurance policies. It'll also help the state when they try and get federal money to help in recovery. Also, though, for specific residents day-to-day, the power companies here are trying to get as much power restored as they can. They're also looking to shut off gas lines because they don't want residents trying to recover or go into home if there's a live gas line. So really, it's just kind of a step-by-step basis. A step-by-step process to do property assessments and also work with the electrical companies.
And in the meantime, how many people are in temporary shelters at this point?
Yes, that's a good question. There were hundreds of people without homes after the tornado because it leveled anywhere as much as 400 homes in the area, heavily damaged. And so the Red Cross has actually been working with area churches, area groups to set up shelters. And so I stopped by one of the shelters late after the tornado, the same day, and there were hundreds of people coming in.
Yeah. We're going to have to leave it there, Alex. Alex Rusciano is a reporter with Peoria Public Radio on the recovery efforts underway in Illinois after those storms tore through on Sunday. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.